Hello everybody, I hope you are doing well. I would like to thank for the organizers because the opportunity to present you this work. I am going to talk about the dissemination evaluation loop for research software. I'm Teresa Gómez Díaz, and this is a joint work with Tomás Recio, who is a professor at the University Antonio de Nebrija in Madrid. So this is our loop. And we are going to see the different components of this loop. The first one will be open science, and then we will speak about research software evaluation and dissemination. So when we were working with Thomas to set the open science context of our work on research software, we saw that there were some people telling that open science was not a very clear concept. Obviously, so we have proposed this definition, but there is a lot of ongoing work on open science, and the most important is the recent UNESCO recommendation that has been adopted last year in November. But this is the proposition we have done with Thomas. The definition says that open science is the political and legal framework where research outputs are shared and disseminated in order to be rendered visible, accessible, and reusable. In order to propose this definition, we have studied some movements, and the first one is the Budapest Open Access Initiative that gives the definition of open access to scientific publications. Our second pillar is the free software definition, because we consider that this definition gives sets important goals for software, but also gives legal context and, for example, licenses. And there is some work in data that we are not going to enter in this point today. In order to propose this definition, we have also studied some political and legal frameworks, for example, the European Commission work and some work in France and in Spain. And it's important that open science does not remain as a general framework, political and legal framework, because open science also asks for a lot of changes in the everyday work of researchers in the laboratories. So we have selected three enablers. The first one is the institutional policies at universities, for example, infrastructures that will do the research outputs visible and accessible and reusable. And the last one is research evaluation that we are going to talk a bit later on this point. When I started to work on research software in the laboratory, my laboratory is a computer science laboratory, I was charged of list the research software produced in the laboratory. And so I went to see my colleagues and asked them what were doing as software. And they were very surprised. The question is, what I'm doing? The question was at the time, I'm talking for old work, the question was, what I'm doing is software, and what I'm doing is a software of the laboratory. And the answers to these two questions were yes. But it was important to set this definition as what means a software produced in a laboratory. This definition reflects well the functioning of a French laboratory. The goal of the software was